allegiance to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, June 18, 2019. The time is now 7:38. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco is absent and excused. Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers and Commissioner Petracco.
If we could, Commissioner Rogers had to leave to go to a matter in New York, and if we could just have a moment of silence. Commissioner Petracco's mother is in the hospital, so if we could just have a moment of silence. Thank you. Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for May 21st, 2019. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Communications.
Thank you, Mayor. The Friends of Nutley Singers has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle drawing on Sunday, March 8th, 2020, at 3 p.m. at the Nutley High School, 300 Franklin Avenue. Need a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Nutley Thriving Survivors has submitted an event application for their annual walk to be held on Friday, October 4th, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., beginning and ending at the John H. Walker Middle School. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for communications, Mayor.
All right. We have a couple proclamations, and Commissioner, we're going to move your resolution to the front, too.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you.
So the first proclamation is for the Nutley Third Half Club. I was pleased to be at their dinner last week and presented this to them, but I think some members are here tonight. There they are in the back. So we're going to read this and bring them up, take a picture. Whereas the Nutley High School football team of 1939 was invited to go to Florida and play for the National High School Football Championship. And whereas a group of Nutley citizens formed a booster club that named the Third Half Club of Nutley to raise the funds needed to send these student athletes to Florida when they defeated Shawnee High School by a score of 14-0. And whereas the Third Half Club of Nutley has adopted the motto dedicated to the youth of Nutley. And whereas since 1939, the objectives and purposes of the Third Half Club of Nutley have been to bring together socially and fraternally the men and women who are graduates of Nutley High School, parents of students attending Nutley High School, and all sports-minded citizens, to provide an incentive for participation in athletic events, help, aid, and assist worthy students, to pay tribute to the boys and girls for their participation in the field of athletics and associated activities, to foster cooperation among citizens, officials, and organizations of the Township of Nutley for these purposes. And whereas in 2019, the Third Half Club of Nutley is celebrating 80 years of service to the youth of the community. Now therefore be it proclaimed by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that Wednesday, June 5th, 2019, be declared Third Half Club of Nutley Day, and on behalf of the generations of Nutley children who have benefited from their good work, we thank and salute them for 80 years of continuous service to the township. Gentlemen, congratulations. Before we take a picture, Mr. Battaglia, would you like to say something?
When Mike
I'd just like to thank the commission again for recognizing the organization. There's not a club as old as support group as the 30th Club on the East Coast. We're going to find out it's the whole country when it comes to helping our students in the township of Nutley. We're proud to do it. And I have two important people behind me, Stephen and Jackie Searle, to make sure everything runs properly. I'm trying to pull myself out of this role. But again, thank you very much. And we really appreciate your support. You play a key role in making things happen every year.
Well, sadly, you guys do a great job of supporting the kids of Nutley, and we thank you for your service to the community, all the members of there. You know, whether it's the ed book or, you know, the raising money, we really appreciate all the hard work you guys did. Commissioner?
Yes, I'd like to echo the mayor's remarks. I know you folks have been around a long time. You do a lot of good in a lot of different areas, and I don't think Nutley would be the town that it is without an organization such as yours. So thank you again for everything that you do.
I can't imagine Nutley without you. I really can't. You guys do such wonderful work. You care about all children. It's about opportunity. It's about fairness. And it's about making sure that our young people understand the meaning of athletics, the value in leadership, sportsmanship, and conduct that is so valuable today. Thank you.
Our next proclamation is for Pride Month. Whereas the Nutley Board of Commissioners recognizes that the pursuit of equality, respect, and inclusion for all individuals is an attainable goal. And whereas all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, and that no one should live in fear or face persecution and violence arising from sexual orientation or gender identity. And whereas the Township of Nutley encourages diversity and inclusion within our community. And whereas the Township of Nutley is committed to supporting visibility, dignity, and equality for LGBTQ+ people in our community. And whereas while society at large increasingly supports LGBTQ+ equality, it is essential to acknowledge the need for education and awareness remains vital to end discrimination, biases, and prejudice. And whereas this nation was founded on the principle that every individual has infinite value and worth, and that human rights are protected under our U.S. Constitution. And whereas the Board of Commissioners calls upon the people of this municipality to embrace this principle and work together to foster a warm and hospitable place for all to live. And whereas celebrating Pride Month influences awareness as an opportunity to engage in dialogue, to strengthen alliances, and build understanding and acceptance. Now therefore be resolved by the Nutley Board of Commissioners, hereby proclaims the month of June 2019 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer Questioning, and Plus Pride Month through the Township of Nutley. Rhonda Provost, are you here? Do you want to say a couple words since you brought this to us?
Mayor Scarpelli, I really just have a couple of words, and it's thank you. Thank you for listening, Commissioner Tucci, Commissioner Evans. Thank you for listening. You listened and you heard, and you heard the people of Nutley. We're here, and we're proud. We're proud allies, and some of us are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Thank you so much. This means a lot.
Thank you, Ron. Let's take a picture. So we're going to move the agenda around a little bit and do one of the resolutions. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Well, I guess that old saying that good things come in threes is coming true tonight, because this is absolutely a wonderful resolution that I'm going to present, and it singles out two folks who, in typical Nutley style, went above and beyond, all right, and in this case actually saved a life. Whereas a community hero is a role model who strives mightily and selflessly to give and do for others and perseveres when faced with difficult circumstances. And whereas not all heroes wear a badge or are trained to handle emergency situations, which is one of the traits that make this action so honorable. And whereas on the evening of April 24, 2019, Coach Carmen Spina and Coach Michelle Scarpelli Giannone's quick actions to perform the Heimlich maneuver in response to a child choking at a recreation softball game ultimately saved a life. And whereas youth sports are tremendously beneficial to the children of our community, and quality trained coaches and volunteers play an extremely valuable role assisting with safety during these programs. And whereas the Rutgers Safety Clinic is mandatory for all Nutley coaches and is a vital tool to ensure that volunteers gain the knowledge they need to protect our children. And whereas coaching is much more than a time commitment, it is a commitment to guide and protect our children. The Department of Parks and Recreation recognizes the dedication and pride our coaches demonstrate on a daily basis. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, join with the citizens of Nutley to honor and salute Coach Michelle Scarpelli Giannone and Coach Carmen Spina for their selfless act of heroism as they are honored here tonight. I very proudly move this resolution.
Second.
This is a resolution.
It's a resolution. I did second.
Got to vote on this, Madam Clerk.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Congratulations and thank you.
I don't know if everybody wants to stick around for the whole meeting. You're certainly welcome to, but we're going to take like a 2-minute break if you wanted to step out.
Okay, see you later.
See ya.
Madam Clerk, what are we up to? Reports?
Yes, Mayor, we're up to reports.
Reports. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have a code enforcement department report for the month of May.
And Commissioner Petracco has a public safety report for the month of May. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for June 18, 2019. Public Affairs, $113,690.97. Revenue and Finance, $2,463,167.84. Public Safety, $5,001.97. Public Works, $24,778.09. Parks and Public Property, $157,785.62. Water Utility, $325,877.45. Total Payroll, $831,004.26 for a grand total of $3,921,306.20.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
William Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, several weeks ago I questioned an item on the bill list for Chief Stromoloff. And Mr. Petracco had suggested I call, which I did, and the chief returned my call. It was for, he's going away for a week on New Jersey Chiefs Association. He explained to me that the money, which is $1,667, was given to Nutley by the prosecutor. They used that money as they call found money or seized money from drug raids. That money is used to help the chiefs and the police use this service. What I was concerned about, I thought that was good, And he was telling me there was a number of other issues that they paid for as well. The one thing I did notice is there's no log entry or no journal entry to say that that money, even though we paid it as a bill, as a township, it was donated or given to us by the prosecutor. I thought that should have been reflected in the bill, at least, because the chief said that wasn't the only time that the money came through.
Thank you.
Could we see that reflection that it's being paid for by the prosecutor, through pound drug money? That's how they paid for it.
In governmental accounting, revenues and appropriations run parallel. In government accounting, revenues and appropriations run parallel. They don't cross. This is a bill list of monies that are expended. I appreciate your comment. I'll look at it as whether or not we would identify what the source of where the money came from, but it's not something that we would normally do or need to do.
My only concern was that at least have some kind of an asterisk to say that it was donated by the prosecutor so that people didn't have to constantly question the bill list. It would be a little better explanation.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
Just one brief one, Mayor. Last Friday, which was the rain date for our spring festival, was an outrageously successful evening. The weather was gorgeous. We had thousands of people on Franklin Avenue eating, drinking, singing, and enjoying the entertainment. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to once again thank everyone that attended and made it the success that it was. And I'd like to thank all of the commissioners for all their contributions in making this the great event that we all look forward to. So thank you, everyone.
It's a great night, Commissioner. Great night. Yeah,
congratulations.
Great weather.
It was well done.
Oh, beautiful weather.
Yes. So fans, just an announcement related to the Division of Motor Vehicle will have a mobile unit here in Nutley on June 20th. It will be located down at 44 Park Avenue. Commissioner Tucci graciously agreed to have the truck on municipal property in that area so they have access to a bathroom and services. This is a pilot program. So if you have a license renewal, license plates to be returned, a veteran's designation, an organ designation, you can actually go on June 20th. Eleni, I don't remember the time, do you?
It's between 10 and 2.
Between 10 and 2. To where these services that you would normally have to go to DMV for, they'll be here in Nutley.
Full DMV. It's a full everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner. We had our opening farmers market on Sunday. It was very successful. It'll be every Sunday from 9 to 2 in the parking lot number 9, which is next to Chickalini's. We invite everybody to come down and support our local vendors and our farmers. Ordinance introductions. Mr. Evans.
Thank you. Ordinance number 3421. This ordinance fixes the salary of certain officers and employees of the township effective January 1, 2019. It specifically relates to a change from a past practice. We were hiring a outside consulting agency to do elevator inspections, and we've identified an individual who is certified to do those inspections, and we're bringing that person onto our payroll part-time. And in doing so, overall, we'll save about $10,000 this year in the cost of completing elevator inspections. Also, we have the recent retirement of our plumbing inspector, and this ordinance just reflects the replacement cost of the plumbing subcode inspector. So I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun, together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on July 16, 2019. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci, move on to resolutions.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. This is a grant agreement between the Township of Nutley and the State of New Jersey by and for the Department of Environmental Protection. Grant identifier number FS19-151. Whereas the governing body of the Township of Nutley desires to further the public interest by obtaining a grant from the State of New Jersey in the amount of approximately $3,000 to fund the following project. This is a Green Communities grant. Therefore, the governing body resolves that Commissioner Mauro Tucci, or the successor to the Office of Parks and Public Property, wasn't really crazy about that section of this resolution. A, to make an application for such a grant. B, if awarded, to execute a grant agreement with the state for a grant in an amount not less than $0 and not more than $3,000. And C, to execute any amendments thereto which do not increase the grantee's obligation. The Board of Commissioners authorizes and hereby agrees to match 50% of the total project amount in compliance with the match requirements of the agreement. The availability of the match for such purposes, whether cash, services, or property, is hereby certified. Up to 100% of the match will be made up of in-kind services. The grantee agrees to comply with all applicable federal, state, municipal laws, rules, and regulations in its performance pursuant to the agreement. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need to acquire support and maintenance of the Township IVEA IP phone system, and whereas NJSA 48:11-5T permits the award of contract without bidding for the supply of any services, which is a public utility subject to the jurisdiction of the BPU, and whereas the proposal from Hunter Technology, 1709 Route 34, Wall Township, New Jersey, in the amount of $20,186.64 per year, will provide mandatory 24/7, 365 emergency support, software maintenance and upgrades, and is recommended by the Township's Information Technology Administrator. And whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for a five-year agreement, and whereas funds are available from account 9-01-510-237 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor and Township Clerk be and they are hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Hunter Technologies for the Township's Avaya phone system maintenance. I move the resolution.
Gladly. Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
A little slow on the update there.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
I know. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for surplus equipment that is no longer in use by the Township. The equipment slash vehicles are listed below from the Department of Parks and Public Property. 1995 Club Car Electric Golf Cart, VIN number A9534-455-112. 2, a 2002 Bluebird Model F134-544, mileage 103,886 mile bus. 3, a 2002 Chevy 2500 HD 4x4 with truck with mileage of 83,969. Be it further resolved that the above equipment is available for inspection on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. Be it further resolved that the equipment is to be sold as is and where is, and bids are to be received on Wednesday, July 10, 2019 at 11 a.m. prevailing time in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly open and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. First off, I have three resolutions, 165, 166, and 167, which are tabled for this evening, and we'll introduce those at the next meeting. My first resolution relates to establishing the tax rate, estimated tax rate for 2019. The rate is $3.60.5. That rate reflects a 2% increase in the municipal budget, a 3.2% increase in the school budget, and actually a slight reduction of the county tax to achieve this rate. Since the state, as you know, is still working on its budget. We haven't been able to adopt our budget yet. We need approval from the state on the amount of our transitional state aid. So it is subject to change pending the outcome of what we're all watching very closely at the state level. So having said that, whereas due to the delay in the approval of the state aid figures in the 2019 budget, the Essex County Board of Taxation is unable to certify tax rates for the year 2019. And whereas without 2019 certified tax rate, the tax collector of the Township of Nutley will be unable to issue the 2019 tax bills in a timely manner. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley as follows. The tax collector of the Township of Nutley is hereby authorized and directed to prepare and issue estimated tax bills for the Township of Nutley for the third installment of 2019 taxes. The tax collector shall proceed and take such action as permitted and required by Chapter 72 Public Laws 1994 and NJSA 54:4-66.2 and 54:4-66.3. The total estimated tax levy for the year 2019 is hereby set at $17,574,806, and the total estimated tax rate is hereby set at 3.605. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of tax charges in the amount of $2,422 for Block 5302, Lot 18. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas New Jersey State Statute 54-4-3.3 provides that war veterans who are honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States, who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be totally, 100% totally and permanently disabled, connected to their wartime service, be granted a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot in which it is situated. And whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of a full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, the State of New Jersey, that Mr. Bautista be granted a full exemption from the payment of property taxes from June 4, 2019 and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 2900 Lot 11, also known as 137 High Street. Be further resolved that the Treasurer be is hereby authorized to refund $834 of the 2019 property taxes. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain professional service for traffic impact study at Highfield Lane and Norfolk Rail Crossing, but only the associates to provide a professional service primarily related to the ongoing redevelopments of Pop and LaRoche on 3 redevelopment within the Township of Nutley. Whereas the Board of Commissioners has determined that Pannoni Associates, located at 24 Commerce Street, Suite 300, is the best suited to provide these services to the Township of Nutley. Whereas funds are available from account number 901226205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution or will be reimbursed by escrow accounts set up by each respective developer of the property. And whereas Pannoni Associates will provide a professional traffic impact study at a cost not to exceed $24,500, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from February 1st, 2019 through January 31st, 2020. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Pannoni Associates as a professional service in amount not to exceed $24,500. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, shall be placed on file with the clerk of the Township of Nutley in a notice in accordance with the local public contracts law of New Jersey in the form attached hereto, shall be published in the Nutley Sun and Moon resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the New Jersey Department of the Treasury Division of Taxation has provided tax clearance certificates for each establishment listed below for this renewal period. Whereas these establishments have been inspected by the Board of Health, Fire Department, Code Enforcement Department, and the Police Department of the Township of Nutley are in satisfactory condition. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that renewal plenary retail consumption license, plenary retail consumption licenses, and club licenses be granted to the following licensees effective July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. Be further resolved that the municipal clerk here and she is hereby directed and authorized to issue said licenses for the licensing period of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020, and the list of the following establishments as they are listed below. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Holy Family Catholic Church, license number 2719, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Sunday, September 22nd, 2019. Friends of Nutley Singers, license number 2819, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Sunday, March 8, 2020. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police departments, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas resolution number 248-18 was adopted at the Board of Commissioners meeting held on November 7, 2018 for the resurfacing of Highfield Lane from Washington Avenue to River Road by Tilcon, New York, 625 Mount Hope Road, Wharton, New Jersey, pursuant to the Morris County Cooperative. And whereas funds were available from account number G04104401 and ordinance number 3345A in the amount of $24,504 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Whereas proposed resurfacing of Highfield Lane from Washington Avenue to River Road did not commence and was not completed within the time period allowed under the Morris County Cooperative. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Resolution 248-18 be rescinded and the amount of $24,504 be credited to account G04104401 and ordinance number 3345A. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas Nutley is a member of the county, Morris County Cooperative Pricing Council, whereas Morris County Cooperative awarded a bid for resurfacing contract number CAT A, hot mix, CAT B, bituminous concrete in place, CAT C, milling of bituminous concrete in place, and CAT 1, resurfacing preparations to Tilcon, New Jersey, 625 Mount Hope Road, Wharton, New Jersey, for the period of January 1st, 2019 to December 31st, 2019. It was Nutley wishes to resurface Highfield Lane, half width between Washington Avenue, River Road, East White Terrace, and Conduit Place in Nutley, and whereas contracts that exceeded the bid threshold are required to be awarded by resolution, whereas funds are available from account number G04104401, ordinance number 3345A, in the amount of $25,195.59, G04127401, and ordinance number 3114A, in the amount of $12,102.85, G04110401, ordinance number 3321A, in the amount of $37,561.80, and G04153401, ordinance number 3371, in the amount of $22,690.06, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to Tilcon, New York, not to exceed $97,550.30, and that the Mayor, Township Clerk, be and they are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for the 2019 roadway improvement project in the Township of Nutley to be received by the Board of Commissioners in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, 07110, on Wednesday, July 10, 2019, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be open and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interest of decorum and or expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, do you have any update on the master plan at all?
No, Mr. Moore.
Anything?
Master plan has to be updated every 10 years. I think we're in year 8.5, so no, I don't have any update.
8.5 is no process?
We'll have to go out to bid to get a planner to do the master plan, but we're not at that point yet. And that's the planning board will do that.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Laura Frey, 66 North Spring Garden Ave. I know the crowd has sort of thinned now, but I just did want to take a few minutes to thank you again for the Pride Proclamation. I think that, one, it's a big display that communication and dialogue can still happen between citizens who care and local government. So truly, thank you for kind of instilling that. And also thank you for your careful thought and your full support. I know that this could be a very small step for some of us and a very big step for others. And I think that having this public support for all members of our community is really going to go a very long way. So thank you again for just continuing to listen to our multiple perspectives and for being so open to working together. And again, a lot of us aren't here anymore, but I think I speak for many of us when I just formally say thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Ben Wallace, 106 Hopper Avenue, Nutley. I hate to be redundant, but I'm really making an attempt to put closure on some of the issues that are plaguing our town. So let me repeat that. About a year ago, I questioned you, Mayor, as to who was responsible for the streetlights on Franklin Avenue due to their shabby condition. Okay, your response was simple, public service, that's it. After hearing a couple people with similar concerns over the past year, I decided to re-entertain the subject. I informed the mayor that the Nutley website stated that the director of the DPW was responsible for these lights. So then the story changed, and now it's a joint effort between public service and the township, whereas the DPW communicates with someone from public service pretty much on a weekly basis as to the work that needs to be done. So I have documented some of the issues and will monitor the progress. For over 3 years, we have been attempting to resolve the parking meter problem. So I went through the whole scenario about us repairing a meter a day and the amount of meters we have and how long it would take, probably like 9 months to repair them, only to start all over again. Then the mayor tried to discredit me by interrupting me and implying that my info wasn't true. Well, on April 6, 2016, the Observer quoted you as stating exactly what I said.
Not exactly, Mr. Wallace.
Pretty close to it.
Not exactly.
Pretty close to it. So your attempt to discredit me has backfired to make you, our mayor, not credible at all.
I disagree with you again, Mr. Wallace.
Okay. Well, we can disagree. But regarding the parking meters, there are other towns in New Jersey that have these meters in effect. There's not just one company out there. There's towns like Long Branch, Toms River. They're successful with their meters. I don't know why you would put all your eggs in one basket and depend on one company. 3 years. So anyway, since we don't have before I move on, I just want to let everybody know that next week, the 25th, It will be 22 years without an updated handbook. 22 years. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to start a question, but I see that a couple people are missing, and I wanted to kick it out to everybody, not just you. Because I'm looking for actions, not inactions. So the question that people could think about and for the next time I get to speak is, why doesn't Nutley have a human resource department? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wallace. Mr. Wallace, as I explained to you last time about the lights, which you choose to put your own spin on, the Public Works is listed on the website that they are responsible for the lights because in their budget, they pay for all the street lighting in the township. That's why it's the Department of Public Works' responsibility. As far as fixing the lights, we report them to Public Service and they fix the lights. I don't know why it's hard to understand that. And as far as the parking meters, again, last time you were here, I explained that we were going in one direction and we changed directions. It happens. And we are slowly replacing those meters, the parking meters. So we can keep going through this every week if you'd like. That's fine. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none.
Motion closed.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is now 8:24.
Good night, everybody.